Absolute pleasure.
I'm a fairly new driver myself. I've only been driving for a couple of years, but I was still even staggered myself that it's almost 50-50 on people that can't change a tyre.
I can't change a tyre 50%. That's amazing. Could you?
No, I couldn't, to be honest with you. I had to call out the RAC last time. But to be fair, I'd only been driving about 3 months.
Well, is that? But that's a, I think that's a, quite a topical conversation because, you know, taking your driving test or just learning to drive, I bet you weren't told how to do it or given any idea of how to do it for you to then get your test, were you?
Well, that's exactly it. I didn't even really know where the spare tyre was to get my dad down to try and do that for us.
Which I remember doing myself. As I remember doing myself. So, and I think there are obviously a lot of people in that scenario, which is why Holtz decided to do their survey and find out exactly where everybody lay with lay of the land even. And I mean, I suppose the reason why I'm involved, the link rather than, I need to explain myself a little bit better. The link for me being involved in this campaign is really because I was top of the list, very proudly, top of the list of celebrities that they polled. Who would you want to come and save you in a breakdown? Would
it Brilliant. Be
Clarkson? No, it wouldn't. Would it be Carol Vorderman? No, I don't think so. They wanted Matt Dawson.
And, Brilliant.
Obviously very, very proud, Danny, to be top of that list, so I thought I'd shout about it.
Yeah, you definitely can't go wrong with that, to be honest with you. I'd certainly call you, Matt, to get me out of something like that, because I'd be absolutely useless it myself. But for someone like me and other people that might be listening that want a bit more help, how can they get some more help on this, Matt?
Well, they can quite simply go to holtzauto.com. Go and have a look at the website there. There's some really cool product called Tire Weld, which I think, Danny, you need to get in the back of your car, because then you don't need to even change the tyre. You just attach it to the wheel and then it inflates, puts the foam into the tyre, and then you can drive off with a fixed wheel temporarily until you get it to the garage. So you don't need to worry about changing the tyre anymore.
Absolutely brilliant. That sounds fantastic, to be fair, because I don't think there's anything worse than having to go through that rigmarole all over again. And Matt, there's something we've been asking everyone today. Obviously, it's been hitting all the back pages. It's been dominating the sporting world. And just about everyone's got an opinion on it, Matt. Allardyce leaving and all the rest of it. It just seems to be one of those things that just about everywhere at the moment. I was wondering, Matt, what do you think of it?
I'm not a huge fan of the whole sting and entrapment. Listen, Sam should not have been saying some of the things that he said, and unfortunately, I think he was in an untenable position with the FA. But I just think, you know, it's just been handled terribly. I just don't agree with the newspaper, you know, sort of doing it underhand, you know, sneaky hidden cameras, setting him up to fail. And you know, the right decision was made, but I just think, unfortunately, football and particularly the FA and English football has come out of this looking terribly. And has knocked us all for six. You know, it's our national sport. We should all be very proud of our football association. And I think it probably could have been handled a lot better with a lot more decorum. And then we could sort of move on, find another a manager and put it down as Sam's mistake. Yeah, it's a really unfortunate scenario and one that I agree with Alan Shearer. I think we'll probably be the butt of a few jokes for a while yet.
I think you're right there, Matt, and this is one of those topics that's really all about opinions as well, because I've seen quite a few people saying, well, he earns £3 million a year, you know, he represents the FA at the highest scale. It almost seems that he's one of those where they kind of had to investigate in a way.
Yeah, but we don't know what the context is. We don't know what the questions were. We don't know how much they offered him. You know, if anybody has sat there and they've offered a ridiculous amount of money, then potentially you're going to have a conversation with them. You know, we've all been in those scenarios when we've been in a bar and said flippant things to add to the conversation. You know, nobody is perfect in any way, shape or form. And so to have it all on hidden camera and microphones, I think it's just, you know, wrong there. If you're in the public eye and you know you're in the public eye, then at least you can deal with it. Saying that, you know, he's in a very high profile position, and anybody now has to assume that they can't even go for any kind of business meeting and or answer a question without thinking that it's going to be recorded in some way.
Matt, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here on the Daytimes. Thank you so much for joining us today.
That's a pleasure. No problem, Danny. Cheers now.